What's up, ass blowers?
We've decided that your name is Ass Blower now. Hope you love it. It's Melanie.
Hey, it's Amandy.
And this is the
end.
I gotta record that, like, officially.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How's it frickin' going?
I'm good. I feel, like, weird today. Like, the clouds are coming in, but it's so hot outside, and my house is a mess because we're moving, so there's, like, boxes everywhere, and it's, like, you can't clean it up because you're moving, but I hate a mess, so.
Where are you going? You didn't tell me you're moving.
Oh, my God. We're moving to the apartment directly above Becky and Jeremy.
Oh, cute.
I know.
All right, Seinfeld.
Or friends.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure, true, I guess.
It's definitely more chaotic, like Seinfeld, though, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we talked them down. The rent was, like, $21.95 for a one-bedroom, and we talked them down to $1,900. Anyways, yeah, so we're moving there, and that's going to be really fun. And we hired movers this time, so that's very exciting because I hate moving. I hate it with all my heart, so.
Yeah, when we bought this house, we hired movers, and that was the best decision that we could have made because, I mean, moving is the fucking worst. I'm like, all right, goodbye to my relationship. We're going to break up because we're just pissed off at each other, packing up shit and moving. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So, good choice.
Yeah, so that's happening, and just hate working, but it's okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm so aggro.
Yeah.
I've been so aggro the past, like, week and a half. Just, like, so annoyed at everything and just feeling so, like, pissed. Specifically at social media. So I'm, like, I'm down to talk shit about social media.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, we like to talk shit. Ooh, couldn't have guessed that.
What was your first clue?
I feel that too. It's just like so boring right now too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all the same, but we'll get into it.
Yeah. You know what we should talk about before we jump right in?
What?
Trump getting COVID.
Dude, that is not surprising, but still fucking insane. Like, the timing couldn't be more chef's kiss. And I tweeted this. I said, I don't wish COVID on anyone, but I wish karma for everyone. And if this is his dose of karma, then that's what the universe, sorry to get all hippy-dippy liberal libtard on you, but, like, dude, you can't. But here's the thing that Seth was saying. Bad things don't happen to bad people, so he's going to be fine, which is fine. I don't wish death on anyone, because that's really bad karma for you, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad in the slightest bit, because you didn't take it seriously. The people that don't take it seriously, I'm like, that's your fucking prerogative. Sorry.
That's what you get when you don't wear a mask.
Whoa.
I, like... Oh my God. I'm seeing all these theories about it, and every outcome is not good. If he actually has COVID and he turns out to be fine, then everybody will be like, look, see, Trump got it and now he's fine. And then some people are thinking that he's faking it for the, like, the same outcome. Like, look, I survived it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, apparently he's being released from the hospital tonight, and it's like, why would a hospital do that unless he was like, I'm the president, you have to let me go. It's just all so bananas, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so I thought, like, oh, maybe he's faking it, but then, like, he is so stubborn, there's no way that he would be like, I'm gonna miss out on these debates. Like, I'm not going to miss out on these debates. Like, I'm going to these debates. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to, like, hold his rallies and stuff. So, like, I don't think that he would fake it. But then, like, why was he allowed to drive around and wave to his stupid-ass fans? I mean, his fans.
And putting, like, the driver at danger.
I know. So then that does seem like, oh, maybe he doesn't have it because who the fuck would let that happen? But like you said, he's the president of the free world. He thinks he can say whatever he wants, and apparently he can. I was just like,
did you watch the debate? Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of also watching it.
It gave me legit anxiety because I was like, God, can you two shut up and let the other person talk?
Oh my God. Like, I feel my blood pressure going up just thinking about it, because I swear he went like 0.5 seconds of silence before going in and interrupting and just being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Just like, holy fucking shit. Oh my God. I just the whole time was looking at the TV, just flipping the TV off, being like, fuck you, dude. I fucking hate you. Oh God.
Yeah. Wow. Did you watch the SNL skit?
No. My mom told me to, though. She texted me and Adam, and she was like, holy shit, you need to watch the SNL skit. So I will probably look that up.
Baldwin is so good at Trump's impression, and I love Jim Carrey because he's a fucking loony, and I love him so much.
Jim Carrey's on it?
Yeah, he plays Biden.
God.
What's her name? Maya Rudolph is playing Kamala Harris. I was thinking about it today, too. I'm like, if Biden wins, the Trump supporters aren't just going away. They're still going to have, like, their Trump flags out, being like, this was a, this is horrible. And then they're going to start protesting. Anyone that wins the outcome, I'm very scared for civil war. And anyways, what YouTubers are you guys watching these days? Going back to the debate, like, obviously the worst part is when he couldn't, like, denounce white supremacists.
Oh my fucking God.
But a part that I really, really hated was when he brought up Hunter's cocaine addiction.
God.
But I felt like Biden had a really good, like, rebuttal to that, just saying, like a bunch of American citizens, like, you know someone that's dealt with a drug addiction and he overcame it and all this stuff. It's like, dude, you don't see Biden attacking his kids or his family and stuff. Like, and people are saying neither of them were classy. I was like, why do you say that? Because I posted a TikTok. I said, what are everyone's thoughts on, like, him bringing up Hunter? And this one person said, neither of them are classy. I said, what did Joe Biden do that wasn't classy? And she said that he told him to shut up. I said, are you 4 years old? You think saying shut up is mean? Sometimes you just have to tell people to shut up. I'm sorry.
God damn. Yeah, that was a low fucking blow. I'm like, wow, bring up one intelligent fucking point. And then Trump's talking about, like, a fucking sheriff in Portland, like, supporting him. And then the sheriff was like, I never fucking said that. he said, no, bitch.
Wrong, bitch. what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, well, I'm having some coffee, and sorry to say a naughty word, but I'm having nut pod in it, a pumpkin spice nut pod.
I'm having coffee with the Califia pumpkin spice creamer. I love nut pods.
Me too. Oh, I also put some, have you seen the ads for Minor Figures oat milk? Mm-mm. It has, like, I kept on getting ads for it. Fuck, it fucking worked, dude. Mm-hmm. I kept on getting ads for it. It's like an illustration of, like, a person in, like, a duck or a chicken suit. And it's oat milk. And I'm like, I don't know where this is from, but I subscribe to Imperfect Foods. Mm-hmm. And I got two of those in my subscription. And it fucking slaps. Ooh. It's very, very good. And it's very good in coffee. So if anyone has a chance to drink Minor Figures oat milk, hit me up and we can talk about it, I guess.
This episode is sponsored by Minor Figures. Chicken suit boys. What the fuck are we talking about?
Ugh. Holy shit. Well, today we're going to be fucking talking about how the internet made me lose my fucking mind.
Many times for both of us.
Many, many times.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about, like, burnout and social media addiction, a documentary that you may have heard of. Should we start with the doc, the hot doc?
Yeah, the hot doc. Hot dog.
Cat dog. I'm the dog and you're the cat of cat dog.
Oh, we're both each other's buttholes.
We're both Winslow, the rat.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
No, he was a little freak. If you guys are not living under a rock, which I know you're not because you're listening to this podcast, there's a documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. Bum, bum, bum. And it is terrifying.
I hadn't heard of it until Melanie texted me and she was like, you need to watch this. And I was like, word, I'll do it. And I watched it last Monday. I was like feeling like total fucking garbage about social media. And I was like, all right, let's like take this to the max and watch this fucking documentary. And you know what? It made me feel better about myself.
Well, in what ways?
Well, so I've been feeling big time imposter syndrome about social media and posting on social media because I think the algorithm on Instagram changed again, and I'm getting, like, no fucking likes on anything that I've been posting for the past couple of weeks, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Does, like, Instagram hate me? Do my followers hate me? What's going on? I keep on losing so many followers, and watching the documentary made me feel better in knowing that it's not me personally, but it's just the whole fucking system working against me and everybody else.
Yeah, that's so true. No, it is. But then, like, it brings up the question, like, because I've deleted Instagram. Instagram is, like, my biggest vice, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I've deleted it a few times for, like, I'll delete it for, like, a month, and I'll feel amazing. And then I'll be like, oh, I wonder what's happening in the world, and then get sucked in again. But it's, like, I delete it when I post something, and I'm like, why isn't this getting enough likes? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ew, freaking, that's disgusting. Like, in the documentary, how he says, like, the likes started out, like, let's spread some positivity. We had no idea that it would lead people to, like, feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that. Like, I do believe that so all of social media started for, like, fun. Like, totally yeah. believe that. But then it just got all about money, how everything does, and making sure people are using your product and, like, they're using you. And that's when I felt, too, I'm like, fuck you, social media. I'm going to delete everything. You can't use me. I'm not a pawn in your little capitalism game. Like,
yeah.
But then I'm like, scroll, scroll.
Like, yes, I am.
I'm
going
to buy this oat milk with a man in a chicken suit.
I know, right? It's so fucking stupid. But what's interesting is this actually all started after I posted a piece of art that I made that was a hand holding flowers, and the hand is dark skin. And I notice every time that I post artwork that has dark skin in it, it gets significantly less likes and shares and saves and all that shit. And I was like, is this Instagram that is, like, detecting dark skin and not, like, fishing it out to the majority of my followers? Or what? So I thought for a minute maybe it was that. And I've had some conversations with people who have said that they have experienced the same thing. Might just be the algorithm. Who fucking knows? Who can say for sure? I don't know. I'm just a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking it was, like, maybe just that, but it just kept on going, just, like, less and less and less likes. So I was like, okay, maybe it's not a race thing, or maybe I did post it once and then Instagram's just, like, punishing me for it. But I think the algorithm, like, did actually change.
So, I think it's a little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah. Scary.
It is scary. It's like, hey, I thought we were fucking over this. Another part that I liked in it, and I have said this so many times, it's like, we were not, like, we didn't evolve, like, our brains didn't evolve with social media, and, like, we are not supposed to have the approval of thousands of people. And like that is so true. Like it, but we still, but we know it's true, but we do it because we're all addicted. Like I'm definitely addicted to social media. I'm addicted to like people saying that I'm pretty. I like, and that's why I'll post a picture of myself. Like, oh, I look good. I want everyone else to tell me I look good too. It's like, why do I need that validation from people that don't matter? Like, of course, some people matter to me, but like, the only validation I should need is like through myself and like probably Seth.
Yeah.
But.
Right?
That's not how the world works. The whole documentary was like doom and gloom. And then I was like, okay, are they going to tell us like how to make it better? And they're just like, yeah, we need to regulate social media. It's like, okay, but like, are those things taking place? Like, I have no idea.
Right. I have no fucking clue. And then there are people who were a part of the documentary and being interviewed who are like, I know how this works and I know how they make things addictive and I still fall as a victim to the addiction, even though I know exactly what the game is.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, there's no fucking escape. So it really inspired me to, like, take a social media break. I'm like, I'm not really going to look at any of my social media. I have a timer on both Instagram and Twitter. Twitter doesn't really matter that much. That's the, like, website that I have the least amount of followers on. So, like, no pressure. But I'm only allowing myself to look at Instagram for, like, 5 minutes a day. I did not, like, really post for the majority of last week. And it felt really fucking good knowing that, like, I don't have to check this app because I'm not posting anything, so nobody's saying anything to me. There's nothing for me to, like, feel good about or, like, really shitty about. It's so addicting to, like, go back and see, like, I posted this thing. I want to know if people love it, and I want to know if people hate me now.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, needing the validation of knowing that, like, I'm good enough, but also checking in to see, am I still good enough, or do people hate me now? It's like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to know if people don't like me anymore?
Do you have that outside app where it tells you who unfollowed you?
Fuck no. Fuck I would never no. fucking have that.
I had that, like, when I was trying to be an influencer, because, you know, like, the whole game is, like, you have to follow a shit ton of people, and then, like, they follow you back, and then you can just, like, go unfollow them and stuff. Ugh, God, I hate it. But, like, so I had that, and, like, I would get mad that, like, people that I thought were friends, which that term is so loosely, like, they're not friends, they're, like, internet acquaintances, you know, like, oh, we've DM'd a few times. Like, if you have that unfollower thing, save
delete your, that shit, bitch. Yeah, what the fuck?
Save your fucking mental health. And if you are just using it to be like, oh, good, I can finally unfollow that person because they unfollowed me. Just fucking unfollow people. Unfollow people.
Yeah.
It should not be the end of friendships. And if it is, yikes. Like, if if any of you follow me and you feel obligated to follow me and you're like, God, Melanie posts really annoying things, which I understand, like, just unfollow me. It's okay. Only take it like a little personally.
I actually went and I unfollowed a bunch of Instagrams last night of people who I'm like, who I have been following but have had muted, because I'm like, if I actually unfollow them, I'm gonna hurt some feelings. But it's like, I don't fucking care anymore. No. Like, people unfollow me all the time.
Yeah.
Why should I care about unfollowing people?
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you have people muted, just, like, unfollow them. I get, like, let's say Amanda, to me, like, really posted annoying stuff, and I had her muted. Like, that would be sad if I unfollowed her, because she's my best friend. But she doesn't do anything that annoys me, so... So I get it in some aspects, but why don't you just tell someone, like, God, you post really annoying shit. I know you can't do that either. So there's, like, there's no really winning. But just if you feel bad for unfollowing, like, a person that's, like, kind of your friend, but, like, really not, like, they're, like, your social media friend, like, just fucking unfollow them. Like, especially if what someone's posting is, like, really bringing you down. Because, oh my God, the world is just so dark right now, and your social media should be like an escape, not like your life. But that's how it is now. Like, it's not like MySpace. It's not like how MySpace came out and it was so fun to like check everything after school and then be like, okay, I'm gonna go watch TV with my parents now. Like,
I know.
I could go back to that, I would.
Me too. I know. Jesus Christ. I miss it. I miss having, I did not have a smartphone until I graduated high school. So yeah. I miss just like having a phone for texting and then having to go on like a laptop to go onto social media. God.
Yeah.
I would kill for that now.
Oh, yeah. I had the same thing. Like when I got an iPhone when I was 18, I was like, oh my God, this is the most amazing piece of technology I have ever had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. How long has been like the longest you've taken from like social media as a break?
Well, I deleted Snapchat like a long time ago and I never got it back because I fucking hate Snapchat. So maybe that.
Yeah.
I just think like, here's my thing, guys. If an app does the same thing as another app, just pick one. Like, Instagram, yeah. You can send, like, your little nudes that you just want someone to see once. Like, like then they disappear, just like Snapchat. Because Snapchat true. Is literally for, like, high schoolers to send their nudes. And it's so, so scary. Like, oh, my God, if you're in high school, please. They will come back to ruin your life. Then I deleted Instagram, like, last year for about, like, a month and a half. Because I was getting so obsessed with the likes. And doing that thing where you'll go through Instagram, you'll be scrolling, you exit out of the app, you go to a different app, and then you go right back to Instagram as if you missed something. Well, like in Social Dilemma, how they're like, every time you refresh, you see something new, and it's like a slot machine in Vegas. Like, you don't know what you're gonna get, and for some reason, that's exciting to us. So I was like, yikes, this needs to go away. So that's that, and I kind of learned, like, that likes don't matter, but obviously always in the back of my head, I'm like, is this picture ugly of me that is not getting as many likes? But that's so stupid to think like that, but I get it.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Amanda, and you're probably thinking, I know. Why are you reintroducing yourself? Well, technical difficulties, my dudes. I've already posted about it. Hopefully this will be up soon. Basically, towards the end of this episode, something happened. I don't know. And it's not working. Must be too big brain energy to speak about. But basically, we were just commiserating some more about the internet and social media. But we did come to the conclusion that we did wanted to start a Discord chat with you guys. So we have that already made. We already have a few members. We want it to be a place to, like, I don't know, just talk without being on Instagram and, I don't know, like play games together, coordinate time to watch a movie together. So if you want to be a part of that, send us a DM on our pod's Instagram. And we'll send you the link. Just be cool. Don't be an ass. Don't be a nerd. And we'll see you there. See you next week. Bye.